So, oh, the bow, the river has to be Osir because of an Abraham Dodo. So then we say, if it was healed, it's not an Abraham Dodo. And if it was healed, it's a riot. Let's say if it happened to the thigh bone. If it was healed, it's a riot and it was never Yoytze Lachutz. So even according to Rashi, it's Mutter. You call Rashi Mutter. But here, the Rago Yismai Mishita is that if Nishba, if the Agapov, if the wind was Nishba Somach Libuv, so then it's Dineki Shomut. And Shomut is also Mitzadatzmei. Shomut is only also because of a Reyese, maybe it's Nikav Reyese. So what, this is what the Shach says. So what if it's Shevel Yadov in the Boko, it was healed? But it's not Machmasatzme, it's not that the fracture should be matrim, but the fracture, some of Liguv, is symptomatic, is a possible symptom, or is possibly symptomatic of Nikuvus Arei. So even if it was healed and it rebound, so it still should be, we should still be cheshish. Maybe the rei was nikav. So maybe if the rei was nikav, so then the office treated, even though the fracture was healed. Say, Amo b'nish baragav somach liguf dim fa'afino mitam dechayshino likimus areye im kimad nikach shenisrafi shever shever yadu yilboku. So, v'domed lekamo on sof simen vov sifkot niveis b'nish ba'bevokim tzumis agidin da'afilu choza v'nikshah shever shever yadu yilboku yistreiva. So suppose the etzem was nishba mamesh in the mokim tzumis agidin, but we didn't see that the tzumis agidin, the juncture of tendons was cut out. But the bone here in the area of the tzumas agidin was broke. So then the aloha is that even if that bone healed, Sheva Yadov in the Boko, we still have to Asad Behemo. Because over there, why did we Asad Behemo? Not because of the fracture of the bone. But because since there was a break in that area of the Tzumas Agidin, maybe the Tzumas Agidin is destroyed. Maybe the Tzumas Agidin is torn. So since it's not Reves Misad Atzmo, so the fact that that bone healed does not avail us in any way. So here too. It's not clear whenever he says the Shach. Vinosu, it's probably the Shalz of Chumas Bnei Yeshua. Vifnikamok de Leoroe, Vinosu, Vinosu, Vidovo, Viskimu Dvora, Ochei, Marshal, Pir, Bimam Kashe, Safe Simen Tezayim, Kosa, Vizalishene, Uvishira Sagaf, Somoch Liguf, Donnea Gilhatriv, Vishmashash Nikimisoreye, Kolehesh and Israpei, Vilipiku Ashforin, Vinika Reyes and Mitzvoy Seiro, Vyevsha, Shebisei Reise Azman. שניקשר ונשרפו שלא יהיה נרגש מזה שינו בצלויס כי ביקר לשום נקרא. So the Mashal says something else. The Mashal says he agrees with the Bach. Alright, in other words, the Shach says that the Marik's din doesn't apply to this case. In other words, the Bach applied the Marik's lomdes to this case. And he distinguishes between the Marik's case and this case. But then he mentions the Mashal, and the Mashal agrees with the Bach. The Mashal agrees with the Bach. But the question is, I mean, after all, the Shach's timing seems to be a reasonable timing. In other words, the fact that it's Sheva El Sheva Yadov in the Boku is a riot, that there is no more fracture. So if the behemoth had to become Osir, because of the fracture, so we say, Shevel Shevel Yadu in the Boku, there is no more fracture. if that particular Eva had to become Osa because of Abraham Dovu. So we can say, there is no Abraham Dovu now. This is completely incorporated and integrated in the system. So it's not an Abraham Dovu. But here, the Agoy Smaimin doesn't oscillate because of the fracture per se. The Agoy Smaimin oscillates because that might be a possible symptom of the Kumisarei. So what if the fracture was healed? But so the Mashal says, as to that, in other words, why do we say, why are we Cheshish? Maybe the Reye was perforated. Why? Because since we see that the wing was fractured in that vicinity, so there is something wrong in that area. So Mele, that's a Reye, say we are Cheshish, maybe there is something the matter with the Reye as well. But if we saw that the fracture, which is, if the fracture which was quite a fracture, is a very serious bruise, and if we saw that the fracture was healed completely and nothing changed in the whole area, because we see that the ribs are intact. I mean, there is nothing on the ribs, no adhesion on the ribs, nothing. So Mimele, we can take it for granted that there is nothing wrong with the whole area in the top. Because if there had been something the matter, so it would have affected the tzalis after all this recovery. This recovery of the fracture and did not affect its loins, so that means that everything is normal there. Because if there had been some pathological situation in that area, then the healing of the fracture would have affected the appearance of the loins. And since the healing of the fracture did not change the appearance of the tzloyes, so that shows that there is no pathological condition in that area. If there is no pathological condition in that area, why should we mechinshin et nikvarei? This is what the Mashal says. But the Shach says, v'in eilu elu divrei neviyos, v'yokim. V'yulai gam hu evin kemi divrei marik. Maybe we can be make like the Bach. Why can we make a Bach? Because many Rishonim achili kam dechite of the Agoy Smaimin. So I mean the Mechaber Adoni is not in Mechishin dechite. But if all the Shanim had agreed with the Shite of the Agoy Smaimin, then we couldn't be making on the basis of the fact that the fracture was healed. This is what the Shach says. Now, the Rosh Hashulchan mentions here, I don't have the place in place here, but the Rosh Hashulchan cites the crazy place here. And he says, now, the Shach mentions the din of the Tzumas Hagidim, that if there was a fracture in the area of the Tzumas Hagidim, so even though that fracture was healed, Shavol Shavayav in the Boko, the behemoth is still great. Why? Because there we ask the behemoth not because of the fracture of the bone per se, but since there was a fracture in the bone in the area of the Tzumas Hagidim, so it's a reyese, and it establishes the choshe. Maybe the Tzumas Hagidim itself are mikulkul, are deteriorated. So the fact that the fracture was healed doesn't dispose of that possibility. You see, does not negate this possibility that the Tzumas HaGidin were deteriorated, were destroyed. So here too, since the Agoy Ismai Mishite is not based upon Treifes Mitzad Atzmo, but because of Echshosher, of his symptom, maybe this is symptomatic of Mikumes Areye, so the healing of the fracture should not negate that possibility. Just as of Mikabi Tzumas HaGidin. So he says, now he quotes the Rosh of the crazy place. Our Beme is the Rosh HaShulchan. He says, Alopadai da tamu, the ilu, vachaname keinu, the ilu hoyo ashe vachosot. Kolkach, Achenik Vohoreye, Loyoyo Misrapio. I thought that he mentioned the Rosh of the crazy place. He doesn't mention Rosh of the crazy place. But this is what the crazy place says. I mean, it's similar to what the Mashal says, but he expresses it in simpler terms. The crazy place says why do we say, why does the Agoy Ismai say that if the Shever was somach l'guf within the Rechef of an Agudl, so then it is also Dineki Shomut. Why? So the same reason that by Shomut we are Chenshish from Yitvareye. Because Shomut is an abnormal situation. I mean, Shomut itself is an abnormal situation. So Mimele, we say, since the bone, the wing was slipped from its socket in the groove, so in other words, this abnormal situation might bring about a Nikumes Areye. Because what is Nikumes Areye? What does a Nekev? A Nekev originates in a deterioration of the Areye. Why do certain Areyes become perforated? Why? Because the tissue becomes deteriorated. If the decay sets in the tissue of the Reye, so then Nikomim are formed. So the reason as to why by Shmuto, if the Agaf was Nishma, we are Chenshish. So the Gemara says, Rav Yudah Marav, that Shmuto is Agaf, so we are Chenshish for Nikomim Areye. Why? Because Shmutas Agav is a pathological condition. Shmutas Agav. Mimele, it might cause Nikumes Areye. Because that in itself is a pathological and abnormal condition. So the same thing is true of Nishba Somach Leguf. Nishba Somach Leguf also represents a pathological, abnormal condition in the whole area, and the lung is in that area. But the Bach says, if this fracture, some of the goof, healed so quickly, so that's a raya, that this nishbar is not the pathological condition. Because had it been a pathological condition, So then it wouldn't have healed so quickly by itself. The fact that it healed so quickly by itself shows that the nishmat, I mean, that the break was not a very thorough break. It was a superficial break. Because if it had been, you know, there are all kinds of breaks. There are all kinds of breaks. So the fact that it healed quickly by itself, Sheva or Sheva Yalim in the Boko, is a raya that the break was a superficial break. So maybe it's not like Nishmat. So maybe we don't have to be Chayishish. This is what the crazy place. Anyway, the Rosh HaShulchan paskens like the Bach. And especially that the Shach himself says that we can pask like the Bach. But he says we can pask like the Bach because most Rishonim do not agree with the Shita of the Hagoyis Maimon altogether. But otherwise, he wouldn't agree with the Bach. But the Or HaShulchan says, I mean, that even if all the Rishonim had agreed with the Shita of the Hagoyis Maimon, so he still could rely on the Shita of the Bach because the Shita of the Bach is very mistaber, and then the Mashal agrees with it. And he has the Marik, true, the Shach says that the Marik's Lomdes doesn't apply to this case. But, so most poskim are making like the Bach. In other words, that if it's Nishbar Somuch Leguf, and then, but that fracture itself healed, Shevel Yadav Hidubako, so then, even according to the Ramah, So their off is good. All right, now. Simon and Dalit. Now, we learned the Gemara on Tzlois. Nishtabru Tzlois seotrev vihu shenishtabru. Now the Gemara is Daf Nun Beis. We went over the whole Gemara. Now the Shtabu Reif Tzolisel. Tun Rabbon, darf nun weiser mit allen. Ewe in Rief Sloi, Sheish Mikam, Sheish Mikam, Oya Chasesre Mikam, Vachasesre Mikam. Omar Zire, Umechzi, Om Kalapi Shet. So only when it's Nishtabu, Rief Sloi, Seo, wo that is Kalapi Shet. Rubinon, Shei Nishbores, Eise, Yudvei Sloi, Mechzi, Om Kalapi Shet. Levishom Chiyuso, Veloi Mechetzi, Om Tzalachosa. Omer Rabbe Barachone, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Uvitzlo is daily sheish ba meyach. Only those ribs that have marrow. Omer Ule ben Zakei meyach, Nekru bireiv tzadechot. Nekru bireiv tzadechot. Because we have Achad Esre Mikam Vachad Esre Mikam. Altogether they are 22. So we have 11 on each side. So what would be the Rov Tzlois, Rov Ribs? On one side, 6. Because on each side you only have 11. So 6 is Rov of the ribs on one side. So Ben Zakkai says, if the ribs were dislocated, dislodged, then the Rif Tzadechot is straight. Even if 6 ribs were dislodged, so it's already straight. Not Dafke 11, but if it's Nishtabu, so then it's straight only if 11, the Rif Shneitzlot. Because in both Zlodim you have 22. So, Mimele, so you have, I mean 12. I mean, I'm sorry. But if it's Nishtabro, so only if 12 ribs, because altogether there are 22 ribs, so Rib Shneitz Dodim would be 12. In other words, that Nekro, according to Ben Zakkai, so the status of Nekru Atzlois is more stringent than the status of Nishtabru Atzlois. By Nishtabru Atzlois, we require that there should be a fracture of 12 ribs. But by Nekru Atzlois, so only a Nekru of 6 ribs. This is what Ben Zakkai says. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Beinekrubeini Stabro Bereif Schneidon. Omarav, and we pass like Amir. The Beinekrubeini Stabro only if 12 ribs, only if 12 ribs are fractured, it's trained. But if it's less than 12 ribs, it's not trained. Omarav, Nekrotel Avechuliimotrei. Suppose a rib was dislodged together with the vertebra, so it's treife. Omer leRav Kana Rav Asi, we went over this gemara. Omer leRav Kana Rav Asi leRav nefetzal mikam vitzal mikam v'cholik kayem esmau. Omer lo gister kamrite. So we saw that Rashi says gister kamrite. It not only would it be treife, it would be neveh. But we saw that the other sheni machilik. So the esk against that regime. So we said that the other regime hold that even though the Gemara uses the same motion history as the Gemara uses the Chofal of Chul history, and over there it means is Levele, Mechai. But here, history means Kotesan. But there's a difference between the history over there and the history here. The history over there has reference to a case where a person chopped off the head of a behemoth, so naturally it's the veiler. But here gistere means, of course it's treifa. That's what it means. Not that it's the veiler. That's why neither the two, no one mentions that it's the veiler, because they are chilik and Rashi. But Rashi says omar gistere kamret. So the Gemara says, "V'orav name gister koma, ki koma rav tzela b'lo yichud." So when did Rav say, "Nekra tzela v'chul yimot treifo"? That is tzela b'lo yichud. V'ot tzela v'chul yikoma. So the Gemara says, "Tzela v'chot yichud." So in other words, so the halach is when Rav said nekrotzela v'chul yiyim atreifo, he doesn't mean nekrotzela and the whole chuli, but half of the chuli. So it's like, all right, this is the gemara. Nishtabu tzol yisel treifo v'hu shenishtabu rubo keter habeimo yesh leichov beis lo yis deleis. She yeish bohem, meyach, yudalef mikam, yudalef mikam. V'chol achas, on each side there is 11. Altogether 22. V'chol achas, kuo b'chul yeshobo, in the vertebra. Ulimato mehen, yeish lo oitz lo istanis. She'im bo meyach. Ule achas, yeich lo koatz lo is, yeish chul yeish, she'itz lo is, tko yez bohem. Nishbro rubon shel chol beis agdeleis. Bein vov mitzad zeh v'shisho mitzad zeh, o yudalef mitzad zeh v'yechot mitzad Hashem mitreif. So, v'met v'am amurim shenishtabru mechetzinu l'maylo k'lapi ha-shedra. Because this is what we more said. U'mechetzion k'lapi shedra. Mechetz k'lapi shedra. Not k'lapi ha-chozi. So, באמת, ואמרו שישתם בחצי לא מיילות, לאפי השטר. אבל אם ישתברו רובון, אוי שנשתברו רובון, מחציון כלפי מטו כשם. ואם נקחו מן החוליה, והחוליה קיימס, הווה כאילו נשתברו. הווה כאילו נשתברו. נשתברו צלוי סקטנה אישיים בימיח כשאו. זה זה גמורה. But now the tzlo is done is that have no now. Nekar tzela v'chot yichil yimod etz Rav Saloche. So it's also trade. Because of Arashbo, davke matzlo is agdeles. Avlaktane ishei v'meyach afl nekar tzela v'chot yichil yikshir. I think that when we learned the Gemara, we went over this machlekes Hashem. You see, the Gemara says in so many words in regard to the halacha of nishtabur imatzlois. So in other words, 11. In other words, if you have, in other words, 12. So if you have, if 12 ribs were fractured, so what kind of a rib can be mitzuref? That to make the behemoth train for only a rib, a tzelah that has marrow, has meyach. But a tzelah that has no marrow, not. But then Rav mentions another aleph. That nekho tzelah v'chuliyim or yivuchot z'chuliyim is treifo. Yivuchot z'chuliyim is treifo. So, does this limitation apply to Rav's din also, or it doesn't apply? So that's the machlekes. Because of Rashbo, the davke matzlois agdilis, avo aktane sheim b'meyach, afilu nekha tzelah v'chot z'chuliyim k'sheilim. In other words, the Rosh holds, that this distinction between itzela that has meyach doesn't have meyach applies only to nishtabu, where the behemoth has to be traded for on the basis of the fracture of the slois, when there is no dislocation of the vertebra in any way. So then, if it is based upon the fracture of the slois, so only the fracture of slois that have meyach. Mashenke, where the trefe is based upon the dislocation and the dislodging of the tzela and the vertebra together, even though it's chotzecholie, so it doesn't make any difference. Since it is combined with the akire of the chotzecholie, so even though the tzela that is dislocated together with the chotzecholie has no meyach, it's also Nekro chulia achas kulo vafiru meisom sheim b'mitzloi sasom. Alright. Now, Simon and Dalit. Habeimo yesh lo chov beis tzlois deilis sheyesh b'meyach vidalef mikam vidalef mikam. In the vertebra, ulematom hen yishet slo yistane yishem b'meyach. Ulachas shekolu klat slo yis yishchul yishem slo yis kukoyz ben. Nishbro ruben shokhov beis agdeileis. 12 ribs. Michetzen umaylo klape ashetre. Bein shisho mitzad ze vishisho mitzad ze. It doesn't make any difference. How they consist of, how the 12 ribs consist of, whether they consist of 6 on each side, so together 12, or 11, all the 11 on one side, and just one on the other side is fractured. In either way, either case, now as long as 12 ribs are fractured, Mechetzen or Milo Klape Hashem. So it's three. We all you dal bitzad ze veach mitzad shein it reve. Vim nekom achul ye vachul ikayemez. Have ki yil mishtab. In other words, he doesn't pass like Ben Zakkai. He passed both Rishim and passed like Amir. In other words, that Nekru is not more stringent, the status of Nekru is not more stringent than the status of Mishtabu. In Mishtabu, it's always a Ktana Shem, but may Akshem, Nekama, it's always daily, it's still a Vichotzi, a Fulie, Imo, Treiv. Treiv. Vidavke Nekro, Avo, Imira, kach chaseiro koshi. Now, so first of all, the mechaber passes like the Rashba, not like the Rosh, and then the Ramo adds a din vidav kenekro. Avol imira kach chaseiro koshi. Now this is a big chiddush. Now we had that we learned Simenu. Turn to Siman Nun. We went over Siman Nun before we went over the Simon and the Rei. Siman Nun, Siv Beis, the Mechaba says, Koleiva Shomar, she nika bimashu treifo, kachin nita al kulu treifo, bein she nita al bechaili u biyad, bein she nivro choser, bechaili nivro bishne ivorin, mei eisei, means for human intervention, a doctor. Cut it out, remove it. Who are dealing with Nivro Chosa? Who she takes that as the Rashba Shita? V'yesh machshirin b'zeh. So if the halacha says that nital is treifor, so there is a machleket between the Rashba and the Rambam. So the Rashba says that if the halacha mishpi Sinai declares that it's certain nital is treifor, so mele it tips of facto implies that chaseiro is also treifor, and the Rambam is chiddush. And the Rambam says, why did the halacha mishpi Sinai have to spell out certain makis that nital is treifor, and certain makis chaseiro is treifor? After all, we have 8 categories. So one category is nital, and the other category is chaseiro. They chose, the Rambam says, that there is no connection. There is no connection. In other words, in order that a certain chisori should be matrim the behemoth, so then the Mishnah, the Braisa, the Gemore has to spell out that if it's chaseiro, that eiver is treifor. But suppose the Mishnah says nital, something is treifor. So it does not mean that chaseiro mean the sense that it was born without it. Now, what does the Mishnah say? Nitl akovet. Nitl akovet is treifor. If the covet was removed completely. So according to the Rashba, suppose a behemoth is born without the covet. So it's also treifor. According to the Rambam, the Mishnah only says nitl akovet is treifor. If the Mishnah had said chaseiras akovet treifor, so then it would be kalchim of logic. That if chaseiro, that means a behemoth that is born without the covet, is treifor, if it was born with the covet, and then the doctor cut out the covet, it's certainly treifor. But the Mishnah says nitl akovet treifor. So the male nitl akovet treifor, but chaseiras akovet is not treifor. According to the Rashba, chaseiras akovet is also treifor. All right. So there is 2 days in Siman Nun. So the Rambam says, we have said, now, here we say, nekar me'atzmois deilei, sela v'chotzi chul yeim o yistreim. So if it was removed, so then it is yistreim. Then he says, v'daf kenekro, avo v'mira kachaseiro kosher. If it was born with a certain lips, missing, it was born that way. So it should be told in Machleket between the Rashba and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it should be kosher. Because the Mishnah only says, the Mishnah only mentions that Nekro Atzlois. But the Mishnah does not say that a behemoth that is born chaserot zvoris, chaserot certain zvoris, is treibor. It's according to the Rambam, we understand, but according to the Rashba, so anything that nital is treibor, so chaserot is also treibor. So it should apply. It should apply to zvoris also. Vidavke nekro. And the Ramon in Simelun, so only Bimokim Hefzid Merube, he passed this, like the Ramba. But Shaloi Bimokim Hefzid Merube, so he's Chenshei Shuv Hefzid Merube, he's Lizbach HaMachshev. That's answer. But Shaloi Bimokim Hefzid Merube, we have to be Chenshei for the Shita Sarajbo. So here he doesn't mention Hefzid Merube. That's the Kashi that everybody has. So that naturally, where you see, so that he says, once he mentions this din that chaseiro, if a behemoth was born with a certain rib missing, so it's chaseiro. So the next step is, if it was born with an additional rib, so it's also chaseiro because kol yesa kenot adam. So, but the question is, this aloche of iraka chaseiro, why is it kosher? Now. Let's see, I mean, the Taz and the Shach, they both discuss it. Vidavke neko. Zehu das trumas adeshen, simen kufay zayin. Vitaymi baze, the high treifes, the chseres, the yiseres, svoyes, the chulies, the pasle, eloka shohol, the chulie, the nisako. Vide maisal, the inshom, the nitnam, the bisilel, the sviro, the tumas mez, the eyal, the kaimu, the shetre, the mitam, the eyal, the chol, the chos, the חוליאחס מהשתרי מיתם בייר ומשמואל וכן מתחייפה שהבאים או so since בסיס so בסיר הולד לגבי תומסייה in other words only a שתרי שלימו is מיתם בייר but a deficient שתרי שתרי חסירו is not מיתם בייר so suppose one vertebra was taken out, so and all the other vertebra remain, so it's not mitam beir. The mashmuel lechem itreiv, shabei monit revo bechason chol yachas, because the fact that it's not mitam beir indicates that this shetra, if one vertebra is missing, so it's already a deficient shetra, it's a deficient spine. So mainly if it's a deficient spine, it's a major market. So mainly behemoth becomes straight. Comes from. Vosom gabitume maire shoyle chulie vinechse. Dein ze nirek, dein nirek lau, shi moyodom shi livro, rak bihitzayin chulies, shol ititame shi trosei beir, im lo inechse amu menekro. Elo vada la aire, elo kishoyo shom, mi an chulies vinechse. I mean, he's taking something for granted and then he proves from it. I mean, how does he know? Maybe in the Hanami. But he takes it for granted. So melee food, he takes it for granted that the Gabi Tumaseya. So it's not Mistabea that according to Bisila, if a person will be born with one rib less than every other person. So then when that person will die, so his shetre, his spine will not be mitabe. Maybe in a chanam. Maybe in a chanam. All right. So he said, So he takes it for granted. Why does he take it for granted? Because as far as Tumas Seol is concerned, so there, it's not a question of being able to live or not being able to live, whether the functioning of the person is a proper functioning or it's not a proper functioning. There the question is it a shetra shleimo, is it a full spine, or it's a deficient spine? So Mele, when can we say it's a deficient spine? If he was born, let's say, with 18 ribs, and then one rib was cut out, so then it's a deficient spine. Then when he dies, so the spine is a deficient spine. But if he was born with 17 ribs, so then it could not be considered as a deficient spine. So there it's mistaken, because there, whether it's a major makir, whether a person could live the normal span of life and in good health or not, is not important. So mainly, there it's a question whether it's a deficient spine or not. So if he was born that way, it's certainly not a deficient spine. And since the Gemara equates treves with the shayle, the gabi to meseyel, so mainly he says he has the same. Al zeh ma shmuel v'chim mitreve v'adin liyakire v'mayro nekom riyoso avoloi b'chasir mitchilas riyoso v'yohochem muchach v'divre ramba v'sfir leikon shom unital treve im livre ischos akshel atkan v'yikshom b'darkemei shazim dolarash bo sfir leikon mokam shenital treve af im livra chosat treve. So the darkemei shaz that kash. So according to the Rashbo, so wherever Nital is trade for, so it's a cloud. Choser is also trade for. And Nitala, Nitalatzlois, Nitalachulies, so it's trade for. So Mimele, Chaseiro Atzlois, Chaseiro Achulies, born that way, should also be trade. Mushkar Simnam, you can tell me how this Yosef should post a little bit of Rashbo. We can't cause a Kitrum Sadeshem Hatia. בניבר חוסה ודבור אופסיסרים זה זה ולא ירגיש והקים כוסה דרכמי ש או ודבור אופסיסרים זה זה ולא ירגיש. So in other words, he says that the Ramo himself was not margish, he says that himself, he himself in דרכמי ש is masik and the Bess Yosef, as to why he mentions the Deen when that should be told Machlik is Rashbo and with the Rashbo and the Rambam. And so he mentions this thing vidavke nekrav nechasei okosha. So the Rambam himself mentioned it. So this is udvorav sichra zevul hirish v'hakim kosa ta'akileishet v'arashbo yeish v'sadacheret v'yesa d'hayne שספיר להוד אומרו כל יסק לא תודומה היינה כי הוא ניט על היסע בלבד מכם חיבורי. All right, so that's the shit is a rajma. In other words, the Thomas Adeshen mentions two halachas. One in regard to a behemoth that is born with one rib missing, or what? With one rib missing, or, one rib missing, and one rib missing, with ribs missing, with ribs missing, and then he had 11 other ribs that were cut out. But one rib, he was born with it. One rib missing. So, and then he also mentions in regard to Yisaris, if there's additional ribs. So he says, so then the documentation says that as far as Yeser is concerned, so there is another basis for Heta. La Rashbo yish mitzadachar Heta b'Yeser. The Hanish esfir lehodom kol Yeser enot odome. Hanu tonit la Yeser buvad mekim chibur. In other words, that is the sheet of the Rashbo, not the sheet of Rashi. That kol Yeser enot odome means that any, if it has an additional labor, so it's considered as if it had been deficient. Because of Bess Yosef, who is always a kosher, doing next to Julia, who will next to Julia, ואף אגב לא קיימים כיסא הפירוש, אלא קיימים כלוליטה גם זה שהוא רואה לביס, ואף לחוסר מקום כושר ונמצייס ונסבויס, ויתחסרויס, כוסף תוליל, וקיימים כרמב״ם וחוסר אין כליק, ואף אביס יוסף דמחמר כרשבו, מקום מוקי, לרשבו מותה מתמחה שזכרתם, כי לכל העומד, שור ושור בכל דין, עד כאן לשם, ולנסיעה שוודאים, דיבר בסיוסף, תוהיו לסביר לי כרשבו לפי הושקי עשר קנות אותו. כמו ידי מוכח, מפסק דיבר סימן מנגימו, so what kind of explanation is it? But the Bishyosev doesn't pass him like the Rashbo, and he passes like Rashi and the Rambam. The Kol Yesek Anotel Dome means not that the additional labor we consider as if the additional labor had been taken out, but we consider as if so many volume had been taken out that as if the behemoth had already been deficient in him. So melee. So how can we explain this thing that if it has a Yiseres seller, so Yiseres voice, so it's kshir. When you see Ashi, at the end of the Yosef, when you see Ashi, 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 when you see Beistrui, Afru Bitzadahov, where you see Ashi, the Machshir, Beistrui, Afru Bitzadahov, where you see Ashi, where you כרמב״ם הוא אינטרוק ללחוסר, והוא עץ פוסק רשבו, הוא אינטרוק ללחוסר. הוא אומר לי, חומי זר, הרך כאן בין איש ופסק זה. ולפי אני הזדהיתי, so the question is, how do we pass that חסר, I mean, the בסיוסף and the רמור, how do they pass that חסר הצלע? So it's כשירו, and he סיר הצלע, he's כשירו, but since that should be told in Machlekes, the Rashbo and the Rambam, and since the Bishyosef passes like the Rashbo, and the Ramo also, the Mokim Shinefset Merubi passes like the Rashbo. So in the Mele, wherever the Mishnah says, the Aloha says, that Nital is Treifo, so Chaseo should also be Treifo. Here the Gemara says that Nitla Tzloiz, Nitla Achuyes is Treifo. So Mele, if the baby is born that way, Chasei or the Tzlois, Chasei or yes or the Tzlois, so it also be treifo because Kol Yesek not a Dome. Ufiyani is lighted in Kaaschol Eskushi. Yika taime shal tume sadeshen u mashikos et chilo dim sara svore nirlei mahudi tume dikane in chshash rak behoyo lewi nechza ala shahakei behivi yichochem li varambam dichos hakosha והמיין שון בסיפה תשובה יירה שיש לי להוביה והושיב עלי חוכם מרמה אלו שחיזיק סעצמי מכי איך הסבורת שזוך התחילו נמצא ששאפיר פוסק בסיוסף ליתר קם בחוסר ויסע מצאויס בצלויס בבריאו מצד סבורס תרומס הדשן גם מושל התלמוד מרקי שאומר בו זה לא שנקרו דימש מדף כשהויו בנקרו, וכוס אף שום, בתרומס הדשן, שהפקיר אומרו לי שהרבי פה ממוצו סלע יסעירו בכל צעד, לא יצפה לאיסה. So the experts told the תרומס הדשן that many times we find cattle that have additional ribs and they need to pay them צפצי. רק מקצת ניודם נמנועי מלחם צלע היסעה. מפני שיקרים לו יהיו לחיל לבקלויס, או רצה זה עד הריז, עד כמה ראשים. Alright. Now, so what's the pshat? Now, the Hashulchan says that this stars is very obscure. I mean, after all, he has a good kashi. There is a good kashi. And then he says, אין כאן אסכו אסכושי. דיקה טיים בשל תחומס הדשן ומה שכוס אף תחילו זה הספור נקלי מההודי תומה דיקה נחשש רק והויו לבי נחסה אלו שהקימי ויחוכם דיבר הרמבה so in other words that was a sniff, an additional sniff in other words not that the תחומס הדשן mentioned the שיטס הרמבה so he meant that it's contingent upon the מחליקת רשבו and the רמבה Because the Tumas Adeshen mentioned the Raya from Tumaseya. So the main raya, the main reason for the Tumas Hadeshes din is because in the Gemara equates Bisilal's din in connection with Tumaseya with Tarfes of the. So since Bisilal say that a human being, if a human being is deficient in one, so if a human being is deficient in one chuli, if one chuli, one vertebra was taken out from the spine of a human being, so that human being, when he dies, so that spine is not mitam be'el, not mitam be'el. So mainly it follows that if one vertebra was completely removed from a behemoth spine, so Amini argues in certain. First, he takes it for granted that in regard to Tumas Eyal. So when we say that if one chulia is missing, so it's not mitami Tumas Eyal. Only if it existed and it was removed, was cut out. But if he was born with it, not. Without an arias, and then he deduces the next step. Why should we take it for granted? But there is a very good story, because as far as Tumas Eyal is concerned, as I said before, does it matter whether there is a pathological condition, a certain disease in the spinal nerve. Tumaseil has nothing to do with pathological conditions. Tumaseil has to do with the shetrashlein. So in other words, only a complete spine, and if any vertebra was removed, so the shetra is not a complete spine. So that's the machlekeh between Bishamai and Bishilel, as to whether the removal of two vertebras, I mean, make it into a deficient shetra, or the removal of one vertebra makes it into a deficient shetra. But there, whether it's a pathological condition, whether it's a serious disease, not a serious disease, major market, minor market, is of no significance. The question is it a deficient spine or it's not a deficient spine? So maybe it's mistaken. When can it be considered a deficient spine if the human being was born with all the vertebrae, with all the ribs, and then it was removed? But if he was born with one vertebra missing, so then it is not a deficient spine. So Mimela, and since the Gemara equates Talmud of Behemah with this, so it's a raya that Ligabi Talfis also, but we have to understand it. So the pshat in the Taz is probably this. I think this is what the Taz meant. You see, all the other treifes, so they are matrim the behemoth because of that evil itself. Because of that evil itself. Masheike, the treifes of Nekrochuliachas, Kulo. Nekrochuliachas, Julio. So that is matter the behemoth. Not because this Julio is missing. It's not like if one lobe of the lung was cut out, was removed, or if the behemoth was born with one lobe missing. So it's treife. So there it is treife because of the chisom of that lobe. Masheikin here, nekrochuliachas kulo. Afilmeiso sheimbom slice is treife. So the Gemara says, because just, the Gemara deduces it from Bishilel. Just as Bishilel say, that is human spine. If one chulis was cut out, so maybe it's not mitam be'el. So if a behemis, one chulis in a behemis was cut out, was removed, so it's treifeh. So as far as Tumas Hale is concerned, so it's not based upon the fact that one chulis is missing. Then it's based upon the character of the spine in its entirety, the shedra in its entirety. So mainly, why is it not mitam be'el? Because if one chulia was removed from the human spine, that means that the spine as a unit is a deficient spine. That's why it's not mitam be'el. Because there it's not the chulia that is mitam be'el. It's the spine in its entirety as a unit that is mitam be'el. And why do we say if one chulia was removed, so it's not mitam be'el? Because the spine as a unit in its entirety is a deficient spine. So since the Gemara equates Talfis of the Behemah with Tumas Eyal, so it's a Rayim Muchachas. That the reason is why it's treife is not because one vertebra was removed. When a lobe of the lung is removed, then it's treife because a lobe of the lung is missing. Here, it's treife for the same reason that such a spine is not mitam be'el. Why is such a spine not mitam be'el in a human being? because it's inefficient spine. So here the behemoth is a trefeh because the behemoth's spine is inefficient spine. The behemoth's spine is inefficient spine. Some mele. When can we say that the behemoth's spine is inefficient spine? That is only if it was born with the complete spine. And then the chulye was removed. So the behemoth's spine is inefficient spine. But if the behemoth was born that way, so then we don't say it's an efficient spine. It's a complete spine, but that's the spine that this behemoth has. I think that's the pshat. I'm sure that this is the pshat with us. All right. So it makes good sense. So that means that the treifes of chulye is not grounded in the fact that this chulye is missing, but it's grounded in the fact that the spine as a unit is a deficient spine. And the halacha is a deficient spine in a behemoth is matir in the behemoth. Alright. So memela, even according to the Rashi, when does the Rashi say that wherever the halacha declares that nital is treifah, so memela chasil is also treifah, only when the nital is treifah because of the nital of that specific eiver. But here it's treifah not because of that specific eiver, because the spine in its entirety is a deficient spine. So memela only when it's nital, but when it's born that way, so even the Rashi would be a mayday that is not a deficient spine. All right. Nekochol yachas kula afirmation sheim b'tzloi istreif ma'afiru ma'atum mokin sheim psikas kut ha-shetre peisim im nishbra ha-shetre v'nifsa kut ha-shetre kshem. Now what is the right time? 10 after 1? All right, we still have some time. Now, we learned all the Gemara and Drus, all the Gemara. I don't think that we omitted a single Gemara. I mean the two mentions that we didn't learn. Right. Now, Druso, Simon und Sein. Druso treif. Perush anidras mechayo veiv hadeos. Veloi kol chayo veiv shovim bedrisi. Alo mailis mailis yesh. In other words, who is the biggest delay is that's Nari. That the Gemara mentioned. Keitza. Ho ari yesh lo idrisi. Afilu bishir agod. Uvichayo So in other words, an ari can inject its venom, its poison, by clawing even the biggest cat. And chayoteiro also, even the biggest chayoteiro. Afudeiro shebechayis. Veintzorich leimar beifis. So it's needless to mention that if Nari claws is there is enough, that is straight. Hazei, Eloi driso bibei mokaso, vafil biktano shebikasis, kigei be'agolim harakim, avol yesh lei driso bidak. This is what the Gemara said. So Ezeiv can be there is even dero shebidakis. But there are other animals who can be deiris, but not gdeilo shemidakis. but only Ktane Shvidakis. That is Choso Nemiyo Vishua. Eilem Drisa B'Ksovim Hagdeli. Avol Yishlem Drisa B'Gdoyim Gdoyim. That's Ktane Shvidakis. V'Kol Shvi Choleikis. Now, so we have three types of deity. We have the deities, the biggest deities, the Nari. So Nari can be matriv when his deity is any behavior. Even the daily shebigasis, the biggest wolf. If a lion will be deities, the largest wolf in the world, so it will be trained. Then we have Ezeiv cannot be deities. In other words, if he is deiris, gases, even tamim should be gases, calves, young calves, so it will not become deiris. But a zeiv can be deiris, dakis, even deiris should be dakis. And then we have a choso, a cat, a shuo, so they can be deiris only ktanei shebidakis, gdoyim utloim, but not gdeirim shebidakis. Chuldei weasel, eilo and drisa bibeimo klal. It's even less. It has even a lesser drisa potential than a choso, a weasel. Because a choso has a drisa potential in gdoyim utloim. A chulde, a weasel, ain't what drisa bibeim oklal. A filo bigdoyim utloim, it doesn't have a drisa potential. Avol yesh lo drisa b'chol o'eifas. Kim deiris anyway. V'kelev, ain't what drisa klal. Kelev is a good animal. I mean, he cannot be deiris any wrong. A filo b'eifas. Elo kimayin se keitz b'yam. Shindora soinokav bichinov ad lecholo cheishishin leikiderech shecheishishin likeit shenikav lecholo lecholo vichol shochayitz chutzmeil. So in other words, so he mentioned so far, he mentioned Tari and Zeiv echosu ishuo echol. What's about other highest deities? A bear, a leopard, a tiger. What's about these highest deities? So there are three shittas. There is the shittas of Rashba, and there is the shittas of Rosh, and there is the shittas of the Ozor. Now the two mentions the shittas of Rosh, and they mention the shittas of Rashba. The shittas of the Ozor are the two doesn't mention all of them. There are more mentions the Shita of the Ozoruah also, Ramon. In other words, the Shita of the Ozoruah is that Koshi Mizeivu Lemayro, any animal that is bigger and larger than a wolf, has the same drisa potential as a lion. That's the Shita of the Ozoruah. That's the biggest one. But the Torah doesn't even mention it. But that's the shita of the Ozoruah, that any animal that is larger than the wolf, has the same drisa potential as a lion. Now, in other words, has more of a drisa potential than a wolf, because a wolf has no drisa potential in gases, only in dakis. But according to the Ozoruah, let's say if you have a big animal that it's bigger than a wolf, so Mimele it has the same drisa potential as a lion. But the Torah doesn't mention the other washite, so the Torah mentions two shittas, the shittah of the Rosh, who is the biggest maker, and the Shita of the Rashba, who is more machmir than the Rosh, but not as machmir as their Zohar. So, v'chol shochai is chutzbeil, let's say, day, v'yom, any highest day of his. Because of Adini of your Rosal, she'ilu em drisi, afal pi she'adiv shaku, v'anomer az, in and there's. In and there's. V'arashbo kosav, that's the shita of the Rosh. So he's a big male. In other words, that if a tiger, let's say, will claw a behemoth, even duckies, so it's not rain. It's in the days. In other words, it's mashma that according to Rosh, even if it will claw an oaf, because he doesn't have this venom. I mean, these hands. The Rashbo kosa. But Rashbo is chayi, can he is momach. Kol chayet meyo sheine gaso min azeiv. Eim od riso bigdei lo. Shebidako. Bikvosim vizim. Afilu I gaso kizei. So, if it is avo yeish lo driso bigdoyim utloyim, the Rashbo shita is that if any animal, even if it's a highest status, but if it's not more gaso than izei, so it does not have the drisa potential of his aim. Now, what's this drisa potential of his aim? It can be day rays, dakes, even daylish dakes. But it cannot be day rays, gases. So, any animal, any chayo, any beast that has the same degree of gas. The same degree of gaso as his aim, but not more than his aim, does not have the drisa potential of his aim. Because the zeiv can be day rays, all dakis, even dak daily should be dakis. But any other chayo that is as gaso as his aim, but not more gaso than his aim, so can all has a drisa potential only in Ktani Shemidakis, in Gdoyim Utloyim, but not in Deir Shemidakis. So, Kol Hayat Miyo Shemidakasim Nazeiv, Ima Drisa Miyo Shemidakom, because Neizim Afu Migasu Kizeiv, Avu Yesh Lom Drisa Migdoyim Utloyim, in other words, like a Chosm. So in other words, according to the Rashbo, any Chayo, that is not more gaso than zei, that is not bigger than zei, so has the same drisa potential as a choso. Why choso has a drisa potential in the ketani shebidakis, not dili shebidakis. So any chayo that is as gaso as zei, but not more gaso than zei, has the same drisa potential as a chosu. We call Shkmei face that he has the drisa potential. Vimo yogasu min azei, dino kizei. And let's say a leopard, it's gasu min azei. So then, it's dino kizei. It's dino kizei. Vyesh lo driso bidako, avolo yimimi yogasu. Afil higdino kali, Hoiso gaso yeisamari harei kari. But suppose, so he said, v'yeishlod driso bidako avolim gaso afilidilekari. Hoiso gaso yeisamari. So suppose now. So in other words, im hoiso gaso. Minazei even though it says Gasser, is like a lion, but it does not have the twisted potential of a lion. It only has the twisted potential of his ape. But suppose it's more Gasser than a lion, then it has the twisted potential of a lion. Now, he starts discussing. So all the Eifes have no Drisa in the Behemo, even Gloimitoi. Now you'll soon see that there is one Eif that has a Drisa in Gloimitoi. That's a falcon. But that the tool discussion. But right now he doesn't discuss the status of a falcon. So, kol ha'efes eilem drisa b'behemo ha'afilo b'gdoim b'tloim im k'tani sh'midakis chutz ma'alei, it's a hawk sh'yeish lo'i drisa b'gdoim b'tloim. So, a hawk has a drisa in g'doim b'tloim. A hawk. You see, a hawk is used as the symbol of maximum aggressiveness, of maximum aggression. Why? Because among the birds, the hawk is the most aggressive bird that there is. The most aggressive. So innate, a hawk has a drisa potential in k'tanei shemidakis. But there is something peculiar to a hawk. You see, in regard to a truso of a lion or of any animal, let's say, is a dachis and so on. So if we see a red mark on the bosso of that behemoth, so then it's already asur. Even though we don't see any nekev in the hole. But if as a result of the clawing by a lion, we notice that the behemoth, a red marks on the organism where the clawing was done, so mele, we are chesed also. Mashenkin, we have a hawk. A hawk has a poison. But when can we be chesed that the hawk injected its poison into the system of the gloim, or in the system of the ephes, only if we saw that the hawk, as it clawed, let's say, the Gloim or other Eifes, so it made a nekev out of the hole, a penetrating nekev. But suppose we just saw that the hawk made a red mark, then we're not chesish. Because in order that the hawk should inject its poison, it is necessary that it should be minaki out of the hole. But if it just makes a red mark, so then it cannot inject its poison. Shows back lens. The infants. Now what's the aloch of one of being there is another of? Kate the gas. Vihu Esther. Vihem Shu Falcon. I mean the same word. Vihol Shalomailu Menu. So that's if a gas. Falcon, a falcon bird, or kolshel mileman, yesh leidrisa b'chol ha'ifis, afilu b'gashe b'gase. So in other words, if a gas has a drisa potential, no other birds, even b'gashe b'gase. ושור יפס שהיינו למטו מהגס, שלמטו מהגס עד הנעיץ, יש לנו דריסו בכל אויבי שכמסו, אבל לא במינים הגדלים מהם, אבל לא במינים הגדלים מהם. הנעיץ הוא הניקחו השפרוויה. Well, that's all. יש לי דריסו בכל אויבי סדקי, כי יהיה מלחייץ מהם. וכל שני מציפר, ואפילו הם גדלים ממנו, אבל לא בגסי, כי יבוזים ותרנגל. באמת דברים אמורים בתרנגלים הגדלים, אבל בקטנים יש לי דריסו. So you have something very remarkable. But I mean, this, we have to say that this is based upon the Metzius. Now, on one hand, we see that the hawk is more of a deris than any other bird. Because any other bird, even if a gas, and even a falcon, or even a bird that is more gas than the falcon bird, so can only be there as an aphis. So he says, aphis, aphis, it's not a gas. Yeshli drisa b'chol aphis, but only in aphis, but not in dakins, even tanish in dakins, not. Even tanish in dakins, only in aphis. So we see that the hawk is more of a deris, innate, is more of a deris than let's say a falcon, because a falcon can only be deris aphis. So aphis it can be deris gash bigasis. It can be deris bigas gash bigasis aphis. But gash bigasa, that's the expression of aphis. Maybe we say gash bigasis, and the connection with north we use the expression gash bigasa. So a falcon has increased potential only in aphis, in birds, but in dakis, in ktanish, in dakis, in doin, in ploin, a falcon has no increased potential. Whereas a hawk and aids has a dris potential. So we see that a hawk and aids has more of a dris potential than a falcon. That's one aspect. But then, on the other hand, we see that a falcon can has a dris potential in birds, even in gashi migasi. Masheike, a hawk does not have intrinsic potential in all birds. Not in gashi migasi. So that's strange. Vis-a-vis gdoim utloim. Vis-a-vis gdoim utloim. So a hawk has a bigger intrinsic potential than a falcon. But vis-a-vis, if it's gashi, so a falcon has a bigger drisa potential than a hawk. Strange. I mean, so they pointed out. But, I mean, what kind of interest could there be? That's the Metzius. Right, so he says, ve'ifes kitz da gas v'ishle, ve'yishem shul falcon, v'chol shel ma'ilu men. So, that's an ifa gas. יש לי דריסו בכל אויפיס אפילו ביגשי ביגסי ושור אויפיס שאילימטו מהגס עד הנעיץ. So the nates, in other words, is not such a and is not so proficient in praying, not praying with an A, but praying with an E, EY. So he's not so proficient in praying as he felt it. Because Usho Efes Shimatum Yakas Adanates. So in other words, a falcon is more of a bird of prey than an eagle. So he says, Yeshlem Drisa Bicholo Efe Shekameisa Avoloi Bimini Magdeli Mehen Hameitz, who is not so proficient in praying, so is the falcon. Yeshli drise b'cholo eifis adaki ki yeni mechayei tzibe v'kolchki mitzipeirim v'afil delim emu avoloi b'gassim ki avozim mitanigelim. So a neitz who are monhet, the neitz seems to be the biggest theorist of all. He has a drizzy potential even in Gdoyim Utloyim, whereas a falcon, which is the biggest bird of prey, so does not have a drizzy potential. Does not have a drizzy potential in Gdoyim Utloyim. But so on one hand, in respect, so in other words, we see that the nate, the hawk, is not the biggest bird of prey. The biggest bird of prey is a falcon. Is the biggest bird of prey is a falcon. Now, what does it mean? If a gas means a real bird of prey, indulgence in praying, upon other birds. So the biggest bird of prey is the falcon. And then the second degree is that meyagas adanates. That's the second. And then hanates, the hawk. So that's even less. So it's a third degree. It's not the first degree. The falcon represents first degree, the highest degree of prey, of a bird of prey. And then we have a second degree. And then the nates is the third degree. The nates is the third degree. So why is it that that all the diplomats of the world apply the as an appellation the hawk rather than the falcon? So that's a kashi against them. But we see from this aloha that the first degree bird of prey is the falcon, and the hawk is the third degree bird of prey. So he says, Hameitz wa nikro ashpredur, ashprevir, yesh li trise b'chol ha'if isadaki, ki yeyim chayitz emem, v'cholshkin b'tziperi, v'afilu hen delim imenu, avoloi b'gasi, ki avozim b'tarnigeli, v'amedu ha'amurim b'tarnigeli magdeli, avol b'ktalim yesh li trise. So in other words, you see that a hawk, the aggressiveness of the hawk, extends only to doves. Whom does he, is it day raise? Whom does a hawk day raise? A dove. You see, I mean, Begin, according to the thinking of the State Department and many so-called Jewish leaders like Nochum Goldman and some reform rabbis, some conservative rabbis, and some Orthodox rabbis. You have all kinds of rabbis, so they consider Begin as the hawk, and Arafat is the dove. See, he wants peace, Rami Sadat, certainly, he's a real dove for me. Even Arafat, he's a partial dove. But Sadat, I mean, he's the biggest dove that there is today in the world. But you see that according to the halacha, that the aggressiveness of a hawk extends to if he's ducky. Innocent fowl, like Yenin, Chayetzim, Vikoshkin, Vitzipelin, Vafin Dilmenu, Avaloi Bigasi, Ki Avosim Mitanagay. In other words, the hawk shows his aggressiveness only towards Aphes who are not aggressive. But he doesn't show his aggressiveness, its aggressiveness towards Aphes like Avosim Mitanagayim, who are themselves aggressive. Bamedram Amulim Mitanagayim Magdali. Avu Biktani Yesh Lepris. Now, and then, but a falcon has a drisa potential. A falcon has a drisa potential in all ages, even gash and gas, in all ages, because a falcon represents first degree bird of prey. So it has a drisa potential, but in doim utroim it doesn't have. Masha'ik in a hawk who does not have idrisa potential in Aphes Gassi. He has only idrisa potential in Aphes Daki. He doesn't even have idrisa potential in moderates like Avosim Mitanagayim. According to Senator Percy, so Arafat is a moderate. And according to the Aloche, Avosim Mitanagayim are moderates. You see. So a hawk does not have intrinsic potential even in Avosim Mitanagayim. But at the same time, he has intrinsic potential in Gdoim Mitroim. So how do we understand it? I mean, there's the Mitzias. Of course, it's the Mitzias. I mean, the Halacha wouldn't say that if that didn't conform to Mitzias. But why is the Mitzvah so? It seems to me that there is a very simple explanation. We see from the Gemara, let's say according to Rav Chisda, according to one Roshni, Rav Chisda, we'll soon have it, and there is a Machlekes Lasheni, how do we pass for like the first Roshni Rav Chisda, or like the second Roshni Rav Chisda? Now Rav Chisda says that the Chosu has a drisa potential, but there are two Lashenis. In the Gemara, we learned that according to one Loshin, Rav Chisda says that the Chosu has a drisa potential, in Aphes. He has a drisa potential in Gdoim Utroim. The Chosu, not only in Aphes, he has a drisa potential even in Gdoim Utroim. Only if he is Lematzi. If the Gdoim Utroim, if the poor lambs have Matzil, someone who supports them, who defends them, then the Chosu has a drisa potential. But if Eile Matzilim, the Chosu does not have drisa potential in Gdoim Utroim, if Eile Matzilim. Only if Yesh Le Matzil. If the Gdoim Utroim, Yesh Le Matzil. And then according to the second Roshni, so Rav Chisda holds that the Chosu has a drisa potential in Gdoim Utroim, even if the Gdoim Utroim is Eimer Matzil. Now, according to the Roshni that Rav Chisda says, and that's Barebe, the Gemara says, that's Rav Chisda Soboleki Barebe. So according to the Roshni, so a Chosu has a drisa potential. Has a drisa potential only in Gdoim Utroim. It has a drisa potential in Gdoim Utroim only if the Gdoim Utroim have Matzili. So why is it Monefshech? If the Chosu has a venom, so why shouldn't it be able to inject its venom inject its venom in any situation, even if the chosel, even if the gdoim or troim don't have any matzah. The answer is, a chosel is a real beast. A chosel is a tiger. A chosel is a tiger. Now, but as a matter of fact, the Gemara of chosel is a kasha against the Roshi. The Roshi is that any other chayes, a lion, a zayi, any other chayes, other than a lion, a zayi, and the chosel have no treason potential. Have no treason potential at all. It's not even in Tanish Bedakis. That's the shit of the Rosh. So that's very strange. In other words, according to the Rosh, a tiger has no treason potential, has no treason potential, even in Gdoim Utroim, according to the Rosh. So how is it possible that what is a chosel? A chosel has a treason potential in Gdoim Utroim. What is a chosel? A chosel is a civilized tiger. I mean, just as they are civilized human beings, so they are civilized tigers. So a chosel is a civilized tiger. So a chosel, if a chosel has a treason potential in Gdoim Utroim, how is it possible? How is it possible for the Rosh to say that the tiger does not have a treason potential? But as the sheet of the Rosh, apparently, I mean, so, apparently, if someone who is civilized can have more of a treason potential than someone who is not civilized. So maybe according to the Rosh, a chosel is a civilized tiger, so yes, it is a potential in certain situations. But a tiger is an uncivilized tiger, so maybe it doesn't have any reason potential. But we see from this Gemara that in order to inject the venom into a certain system, so that is to a certain extent psychosomatic. Because what's the difference between Yeshli Matzil and Neil Matzil? Physically, biologically, there is no difference between Yeshli Matzil and Neil Matzil. But the answer is, if it's Eilim Matzilin, then the chosel is very relaxed. And the chosel does not feel frustrated and not embittered. He's very happy. So Mimele, even though he has the potential of injecting its venom into the system of the Gdoim Utroim, if it will have the will, if the chosel has the will, so to galvanize its potential, then the chosel can inject its venom into Gdoim Utroim, into the system of Gdoim Utroim. But as long as the Gdoim Utroim have no matzilim, then the chosel is very contented with itself. So then it's favorably disposed, and it doesn't feel frustrated, it doesn't feel embittered. So then it doesn't try to galvanize its venom potential by injecting the maximum of venom into the system of Gdoim Utroim, because he's not so angry, the chosel is not angry at the Gdoim Utroim. Whatever he does, I mean, without any bitterness, without any malice. Mashiachi, if Yeshli Matzilin, if the chosel sees that there are certain people